Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about why is electronics so cheap? You know, why can I buy an Arduino Nano board from China for $2? And why is it everything so cheap? Why are microprocessors so cheap? In a sense, they should be, because we're now talking 10, 20 years after their peak, they should be cheap. But I had to really answer this question when I was writing up my research paper. So let's go back to what the research paper is and what I'm doing at the moment. At the moment, I'm driving off to the gym at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'll probably do 2 hours, visit an old veteran afterwards. He's sort of poor old chap, he's a bit neglected. However, I'm myself writing up a research paper, and I've stumbled across a method of writing, which is where I've got the how you should set up a paragraph. That's written out. Next to it is it's the lines and the spreadsheet for it, and then the spreadsheet then concatenates is the word. It sticks together, puts the appropriate spaces in and stuff like that, and then that's in a fourth column along, and then after that it gets filtered. And filtered, so it's compressed, so you get, in fact, just a column with the research paper in it and the titles and everything. Copy that across to Word, because this is in Google Sheets. Google doesn't have speech to text. And then, I just inhaled a bit of pool flocculant in my nose. I'm about to sneeze. However, that's a small price to pay. And so I'm going through this research paper, and I've got the overall structure, and it's keeping me really disciplined. That's coming along. And that, you might ask why you're doing this. Well, there's sort of two reasons. One is I don't have colleagues to bounce ideas off and refine them and stuff. So I'm a bit of a like Tom Hanks in Castaway, by myself doing it. And the second thing is that normally you're doing research and you research a little bit and write a lot. Now I'm writing, researching a hell of a lot, going a long distance, and writing a little. And there's sort of that sort of like a fuel mix is too rich. It's like putting engine fuel in your lawnmower. It just blows it apart. That's sort of a strange thought. Just checking this is clear. I'm writing along the various points, and at various points I have to explain, well, this, what I'm doing is not feasible in the current paradigm of traditional companies. However, it is, because the opportunities arrived, and part of the thing is that we've got this very powerful, ultra-cheap electronic sitting about the place. And it's just for us, up to us as little Homo sapiens, to go, grunt, 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 let's stick it all together. And but one would ask the question idly, why is this so cheap? What is going on in the world is so cheap? Now, there's a series of things in that we have developed ultra cheap methods of manufacture. So all the structures there, there's formally spoken called a learning curve. There's nothing surprising about this. Now, a learning curve is a model of the cost of a device, and it says that for every time you double the amount of production, so if you produce 2 will be a price. If you produce 4, it'll be 1% less. If you produce 16, and so on. But every time you reduce or double your capacity, you have an increment down, and it's sort of like a Moore's law, but not a Moore's law. It was a simple one. It just said it sort of factored out in time. This is a bit more complex in that it says that for every time you double the total production, the price drops. Now, what happens is that if the price really drops, your production increases even further. And then there's the... So you've got that pushing down the price. Then you've also got... So this is just without doing too much. What the heck am I doing? I'm getting in to this place. Just going to fuel myself up. So you've got this law which says that all else, I can just look at one number and then tell you another. You know, everything goes to it. But there's also other factors which says that we can actually look and focus what's happening behind him. Now, the thing is surface mount technology and automation, building machines. So the cost of machines, the investment in machines to build machines is dropped, and we've got this thing, surface mount technology. So rather than the old components, everything's integrated and it's a single chip, and the chip spits out, and the investment has slowly got there. Now I'm in, ready to fuel up, so I'll be with you in a couple of seconds. So I'm just back from fueling the car, and it's really only about a minute or so as I merge traffic to turn down the next lane to the gym. So I've got to make my point rather quickly. The point is that you can look at the detail and you can point that particular process, like the surface mount technology or this particular thing, led to a reduction in price, or the introduction of Chinese clone companies, or all, it's like you can buy clone rip-offs, like you can buy a clone PC. You remember the clone PC idea before? Yeah, that was gone. Yeah. There's Chinese rip-offs and things like this. In general, what you can do is you can apply this mathematical theory of the learning curve, which just says that as so much stock passes the shelf, the price must fall a certain percentage. It falls by a certain percentage every time the production doubles. Now, there's actually a little bit more to it. It's not the... you're not waiting for... It appears, say, that you have a component. And the component itself is not part of that particular solar cell technology, which is where the learning curve is really sort of come to the fore. Particular technology is that price will fall to a certain point, then it will no longer be sold because there will be a new, cheaper thing replacing it. So overall, if you look into the particulars, you're not going to see this. If you look at the overall field, the overall cost of everything is coming down. And it's meaning that learning in one area has been transferred across across to the other. It's a sort of big manufacturing thing. So there are many things reducing the overall costs of the electronics. There's surface mount technology, there's distribution channels, everything. We're just learning how to do it cheaper. So the cost is reduction. Okay, I'll get into the gym. I hope that was a very quick talk on reducing costs in electronics. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.